Chicago, Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances.
.609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Dan, what a nice morning out. At 55, it was warm out today.
50s, it's warm.
Yeah, I'm in a routine, and until next week, I go hoodie and vest, so I literally don't have to think about it in the morning.
Okay.
But it was kind of warm, so I think the vest is going to be gone probably Monday.
Interesting you say that, because Monday is when we really cool down again, and you might be reaching for that vest and hoodie
again. I'm ready for summer
now.
Like,
79 degrees yesterday.
Right?
It was so warm and so nice. It's unfortunate that it has to come to an end, but that's the law of averages at work here.
It will start when? Today? It's going to cool down today?
Yeah, the cool down kicks in this afternoon, but this isn't one of those big, bad Arctic blast kind of situations. We're just going to start to see temperatures dial back. So today we could still hit 70 in South Jersey. Tomorrow's highs more like 60. So cooler.
I'm good with that.
But still nice.
Sunny
nice
tomorrow?
Day. Partly sunny. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be a nice day. And even Sunday, which is St. Patrick's Day, a shower may clip North Jersey in the morning. That's the only hiccup of the weekend. Otherwise, we're right at 60 with sun and clouds.
We have Sunday off.
Nice. Okay.
I know. I almost can't believe it. So I may not do anything. But it could be a day to
it's
sit St. outside.
It's St. Patrick's Day. I mean, you could drink heavily if you'd like.
I could. I could drink the green beer. We do corned beef and cabbage every St. Patrick's
Day. As well you should. Yeah.
It's the only time of year that we do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we could be eating outside.
Possibly. Maybe a little breezy on Sunday.
Okay.
Just thinking ahead. But, soak it in while it lasts, because, again, Monday we're going to see another drop in temperatures. And middle of next week, just in time for, the first day of spring, we're looking at highs only in the 40s.
Ah.
So we go from May weather this week to more like February weather next week.
So I almost put away the salt and the shovel. But I decided not to move it yet, because I'm worried if I move it, you'll be telling me on Monday, hey, surprise, there's a snowstorm coming.
I don't think models have hinted at a couple of snow showers here and there. I'll tell you, I haven't put mine away yet, but that's because I'm a lazy man, Bill Spadia, with four kids at home. Haven't
I was
going to
say,
yet.
You got a few other things going on.
I think you could probably do that. I think if we see snow at this point, it's going to be, on the light side. The chance of a big storm that's going to require backbreaking shoveling is pretty low at this point.
Got it. All right. I am ready. Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
Eric, I'm in summer mode now.
Yeah, I was yesterday,
the mental switch, right?
Yeah, I was digging around in the dirt a little bit yesterday and taking all the covers off of the patio furniture. And I almost started thinking about taking the walls down around the tiki bar. And
that's a surefire way to bring snow.
Right. Yeah,
that's why I didn't put away the salt and the shovel. It's by our outside door, that kitchen entrance. I've got the shovel and the salt bucket, but I think we're done.
My snowblower is still kind of sitting right at the side of the house, just in case I need it. My snow shovel is out there too, but it's. It was nice enough. I grilled last night.
I had the air on in the car.
Yes,
'cause I'm driving between events. I'm in a suit, so that's the first time in a while. Although Jody, I turned the heat off, and Jody got nervous. She's like, "You didn't put the air on, did you?" I'm like, "No, I did not. I won't put the air conditioning won't go on until earliest April, even if we have a really warm day. We had the windows open; it was beautiful."
Yeah, it's. Sandra will set the air conditioning or the temperature at the house at 68 in April,
and that's then it.
We will not touch it again for
that's funny
months.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it is.
That can be cold.
It can be. People will actually
she likes
come
it
over.
Cold, it,
yeah, you practically.
Yeah,
hang
Jody's
meat
opposite.
In our house.
She will leave the air off. When I would travel, and sometimes I would come home. I mean, even on a 90 degree day, there were times when the air was off. She loves it. Loves the heat.
Yeah,
has I always loved it.
One of Sandra's best friends is that way. She lives in Texas, and she's actually coming to stay with us for a couple of days, and I know that I will have to put a space heater in the guest room because
you walk around the house with a jacket and a hat on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's people will come in and ask in the winter, because in the wintertime we keep it at about 62 in the house.
Yeah, I would say 65 to 67.
But, you know, if it gets a little chilly, put the fireplace on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but it is, yeah, the house is always cold. Always cold.
That's so funny. Our friend Amy is like that. Always leaves it cold. What about Sunday? So corned beef and cabbage?
So Saturday, we actually have some friends of ours coming over Saturday. I'm going to do corned beef and cabbage on Saturday. Sunday, if Dan says the weather holds, I may be working in the yard.
Wow. I will not be working in the yard this weekend. But it is St. Patrick's Day. So what is your St. Patrick's Day tradition? Is it corned beef and cabbage? Jody and I have it once a year, and this is it. So, yep, we'll be out. We'll buy it today and get it ready for Sunday. But what about you? Where's your two questions, really? One, will you celebrate at home? Did you even know St. Patrick's Day was Sunday? Or will you hit your local Irish pub? And if so, where's your go-to Irish pub in the Garden State? 1-800-283-101.5, 615. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
All right.
.621 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk of Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, I want to make a mention and thank Tommy, who owns the Park 9 Diner in Freehold. We were back in Monmouth County last night, and what an outstanding event we had. I want to thank two of our key Common Sense team members, Mark and Mary, for helping us get this first in a series of big events off the ground. I also want to thank my assistant Sharon and her daughter Skylar for helping out, and Barbara Ann. We had a great crew last night that came together to organize the first of our what we're calling Listen and Learn events. So Park 9 Diner opened up. It's kind of funny. You could tell, and I got there a few minutes late. I was, we had two prior events, and of course, you know, once you're running a few minutes late, and then you get stuck in Jersey traffic. I had to get from Newark to Freehold, and it was about an hour and 10 minutes with the traffic. And, and then, of course, by the time you get on the parkway, it starts to back up a little bit. But anyway, we got there about 5 minutes late. And they said before we got there, the owners who opened the doors for us and set aside their side room, it was clear they weren't sure what was going on, because all of a sudden our volunteers showed up, the signs are being put out, and we only had space for 40 people. 70 showed up, and it was fantastic, because what I'm doing with these Listen and Learns, very simple. So I've been at this on this radio station for almost 9 years now, and for all this time, I've been listening to you. So when I say for nearly a decade, I have been listening to average New Jerseyans tell me what the problems are in the state, I'm speaking from a position of a bit of an expertise where I've been really listening. And we've got hundreds of issues that have come to our attention over the years. So what I'm doing is acting on that and saying, okay, let me learn the most I can about the most serious issues affecting the state, and then apply a policy solution for that. So our first series of Listen and Learn events are focused on immigration and illegal immigration and what we need to do to preserve and protect New Jersey and our citizens, our communities, our neighborhoods. So we rolled out our 10-point immigration plan yesterday and how we're going to deal with immigration, what a new legislature and a new governor should be focused on in January 2026. And I'm going to continue this over the next, let's say, 5 months, and we're going to tackle the most important issues. But the great thing about it is that people are able to offer, and I learned some things last night. You know, there were folks that were there, that we had teachers, we had some law enforcement folks there, just, you know, regular members of the community coming in and sharing their thoughts about what the priorities need to be. And we're learning. And our staff is there taking notes to make sure that if you've got an issue that you've encountered with your line of work, whether you work for state government, whether you are, again, a teacher, a cop, a nurse, that you see it from your perspective, because I said this yesterday, and I mean this. The average person that either calls this show or just goes to work for your 8-hour shift, 10-hour shift, 12-hour shift, you know more about your area of work, your industry, your family, your neighborhood. You know more than the bureaucrats, academics, and folks that get their jobs in Trenton through political connections. You certainly know more than the elected legislators. I mean, for their part, they're wasting time. How many silly, ridiculous, nonsense bills have gone before our state Senate and our state assembly over the past 10 years? You know, we had the one bill that wanted to make it illegal to walk and text. Remember that? Now you got, we're going to have the state legislature get involved in the instant replay and the business of referees at high school games. Like just nonsense stuff that goes on in Trenton that doesn't help you in your day-to-day life. So the idea of the listen and learns is that we're going to bring this to you so you understand that A, we've got a plan, and B, your voice will always be heard. So I will announce the next one next week, but we're going to probably do these every 2 weeks over the course of the next 5 months. So stay tuned. Free events, but I want to thank the owners at the Park 9 Diner. And it was funny because, you know, they were concerned, I think, at first. All of a sudden, a crowd showing up. But part of the listen and learns is we come to your diner, your restaurant, your place of business, and we bring in customers. And about half of the folks that came to hear me speak and to have the conversation stayed for dinner, which was fantastic. So Park 9 Diner in Freehold. I have to tell you, Tommy, the burgers looked fantastic. I was sorry that we had two more events. All right. I want to ask you, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Corned beef and cabbage, dark beer, green beer, whatever it is. Where's your go-to Irish pub in New Jersey? And or do you have a special recipe for corned beef and cabbage that you'll share that you're going to do this weekend? 1-800-283-101.5, 627, Eric Scott with the news next. 638 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, Eric, you'll love this. So talking to our friend Pat Colligan, who is retiring coming up on May 1st.
Wow.
How about that? What a career he's had. So I guess then all of a sudden it's like golfing, fishing, making carrot cake. I don't know. I can't envision retirement.
Well, he texted me the
retirement.
Other day because I guess he's going, or maybe he went already. I don't know. He was headed to Buffalo to watch the Devil Sabres game, and he wanted to know where to go for
Did
wings.
You send him to that? Oh, that place you talk about.
So it's, yeah, anywhere but the Anchor Bar. So I Bar Bill or Duff's would have been.
Duff's is what you talked about before. Duff's, great wings, right?
Yeah, Duff's is the
Did
best.
He go?
I don't know. He didn't text me back, so right, I don't know if he's been there yet.
Well, all right, so I'm going to ask him because he just sent me his recipe for corned beef.
Okay.
So corned beef, fat side down in a crock pot. Now, I love the slow cooker. I love that. I love this, like, all day. You get a little bit of that smell. He adds a pickling spice, can of beer, an orange sliced in half, put on top. That's it. Cooks for 8 hours.
That's similar to what
do
I
you do.
Do? But I don't. I
What's the pickling spice?
So it usually comes with, that's the little packet.
Oh, it's the packet.
You know, it's the packet.
All right, all right. So I'm sure Jody uses that. I don't make it. I've never made it.
There's cardamom and dill and stuff like that in there. And it's, and I mean, I use something similar to that.
But the I don't orange, do it I never heard of that.
I don't.
Why do you hate the crock pot?
Because I can't control the temperature.
But if you're going all, we've got three settings on ours. I've got the real, so I do the pulled pork that way, but I do it on the lowest setting.
I do it in a cast iron Dutch oven, in the oven.
How low do you
go? 225.
Okay.
Because once meat gets to boiling, it toughens up, and it doesn't matter how long you cook it, it will never be tender again.
So you won't use the crock pot.
I have used it for certain things where that isn't a factor.
Yeah, like I mean the pulled pork.
Pulled pork, it's hard. Yeah,
but on the lowest setting though.
Yeah,
but you can't rush it.
I prefer the oven and the Dutch oven.
But 8 hours on corned beef. I mean, I got to believe that's got to come out tender.
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful.
But he's right about the fat side down. A lot of people think you put the fat side up because the fat will
drips
melt
through.
Into the,
that was what I would think.
Yeah.
That's why he was specific with that. So but it won't. You don't brown the corned beef first.
I do not. No.
Right?
No. If I'm doing a brisket, I will. Just a regular brisket.
Brown the brisket.
Yeah. But I will not with the corned beef. And then, you know, I don't put the cabbage and potatoes and stuff like that in it until.
He said that. He actually cooks the cabbage separately.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a simple meal.
It is. I will probably make between now and Sunday. Probably 4 corned beefs.
No kidding.
Because I love it for leftovers. We will have company, so we'll eat probably 1 Saturday night.
I do sandwiches.
And then you know, it's another reason I need a deli slicer.
You need a deli slicer. Yeah.
I'm slowly but surely convincing myself that I have to buy
you
a deli slicer.
You need the old-style garage kitchen.
Yeah.
I told you, yeah. Jody's maid of honor, our close friend, Nicola, her dad had a kitchen in his garage.
I love that idea.
And it was like the Sunday gravy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like he's out there with the Sunday meal. But he had the stovetop.
Yep.
He had an oven. I mean, it was like he could do the garage kitchen was better and more equipped than the house kitchen.
I'm wondering if when I redo my kitchen upstairs. I wonder, because I was going to turn
the
basement into a giant
Your first floor kitchen.
But I wonder if I could if I could put that type of kitchen in the basement. I'd need a pretty big ventilation system down there.
Yeah, you would. But you have, do you have the windows? You have a,
I do
you,
have
I'm,
windows.
I'm sure you could do that.
Yeah, yeah. I have thought about that. At least in the basement, I know that I want a sink, maybe a range top, possibly some warming ovens and a dishwasher. I know I want
that. You need the dishwasher.
Yeah, I want that.
It's funny because it's not culturally the thing in the UK.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth and Charlie do not have a dishwasher.
Oh.
So we'll sometimes have conversations with her after they'll cook this extravagant meal, because, you know, between the two of them with their jobs, and they will cook the, and you know, and he's a butcher and he's a chef.
Yep.
But then it's a solid 2-hour cleanup. And I'm like, this is why people eat out.
Well, I clean while I cook. So usually by the time I'm done with the meal, other than the pan that maybe has the main dish in it, everything else is clean.
I pile it in the sink. I've got a disaster.
Oh,
are you kidding?
I hate that.
Jody hates when I cook because of that. Like I make a mess and I use every utensil and every plate in the kitchen.
But Sandra has actually said to me, she goes, this kitchen is actually cleaner when you're done cooking than it was when you started.
Do you have a second dishwasher?
I do not, but I
would
like one.
That's another key thing.
But it's the pots and pans. A lot of that stuff I'm hand washing as I go along. I mean, if there's things that, you know, things will go into the dishwasher. But when I'm done, my sink's empty.
Jody's like that. She cleans as she goes, either washing something while waiting for something to come up to a boil or waiting for something to finish in the oven. She's clean. She does that with the sourdough bread because it's turned every 15 minutes.
Right.
So if she's making the bread in that 15-minute waiting for the timer to go off, something's being cleaned and put away.
Yeah. Because
she's efficient.
Working in a messy kitchen. And I guess partly it's because of the time I spent in the restaurant, you know, I mean, between my mom and
you gotta clean
Chef
it before
Neil,
you leave.
They were.
Jody won't go to bed until it's like, it's gotta be spotless.
Agreed. Yep.
I'll leave it. I'm like, I'll get to it.
Well, occasionally, so what is Sandra's phrase is, that's a soaker.
I do the exact same thing. I'm like, no, it's going to let that soak overnight.
We're really married to the same person.
That is hilarious. I mean, you and Jody, me and Sandra separated at birth. That is really funny.
Yep.
So, all right, the corned beef cabbage. Give me your best recipe. I'm making it on Sunday. And I love this idea of the slow cooker. I hear Eric's issue with the cast iron, and we do that too for some things. I'll use the Dutch oven in the oven, but the crock pot is so easy. You plug it in, you turn it on, set it and forget it, baby. All right, what is your corned beef and cabbage recipe? Do you have a special family dinner for St. Patrick's Day? Come on, it's about the food more than the beer. 644, my number is 1-800-283-101.5. Time is 6:44. You know what's next with Bob Williams, Dan Zarrow, and Joe Myra.
Zarrow.
6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Hey, St. Patrick's Day is Sunday. So got a good corned beef recipe from our good friend Pat Colligan, who's the president of the New Jersey State PBA. Jill, it sounds great.
It doesn't matter. It's Pat Colligan. Anything Pat Colligan makes, I'm in.
Isn't that true?
I'm down.
Do you remember the carrot cake?
He'll make anything.
You know what happened, though? Because I didn't return the pan for like a year.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't brought it since then. He says it's not because of that, but I don't buy it.
That pan was massive.
I think he doesn't trust me because remember I had it was like a nice glass dish.
You could put a body in that thing.
I know.
Yeah.
There were tags on it. Please return to Pat Colligan. They left it for me. They were leaving sticky notes. No, I kept forgetting it at home. And it sat on our bench in the back foyer for, I don't know,
almost a year. Oh my God. I have a friend like that. My friend Amy, I've even seen her three times with this tray she brought something to my house once. And the tray
still
was
there.
In my car, on the front seat of my car.
Right.
Got together. Amy had a good old time. Got back to the car. I'm like,
crap. I still have it. Yeah. But I think I killed the carrot cake for us.
Great.
But it was so good.
No, good.
Anyway, the corned beef. Do you do it?
Well, here's what you do.
Should we just ask Pat to bring it in?
You throw it in the crock pot and you let it stink up your house. And that's all.
That's what you do. I think he was offended by the whole crock pot idea.
Really?
He's like, I got to control the temperature. He's like a scientist when it comes to stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that does make sense. But
it doesn't. Throw it in, set it, forget it. Ron Popeil.
Ron Popeil.
Remember that?
Yes.
The dehydrator?
Set it
and forget it.
And you throw, what's that? Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut? No, cabbage.
Oh, no, that's right. That's with the cabbage. Ugh. Either way.
Are we having hot dogs for St. Patrick's Day?
I'm thinking kielbasa, yeah.
I love
kielbasa. No, the corned beef, yeah.
I love it. I don't love sauerkraut. I don't love cabbage, to be honest. Jody makes something called col canin, which is cabbage and mashed potatoes. Have you had that?
It's gross. No, I don't like any of that stuff. It smells up the house.
But do you make it or you don't make it?
The only thing I make is, like we just mentioned, the sauerkraut with kielbasa.
Yeah.
And the sauerkraut is not for eating. You don't eat that. I thought that was just to make the kielbasa taste good.
I think you're supposed to eat it. I don't know.
Yeah, so now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever made a corned beef.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So all right. Maybe Pat, if you're listening, we're going to need some help here. I don't think that Jill's ever made corned beef. Have you had it? You've eaten corned beef.
Yeah, what happens is my next door neighbor, Steve and Lindsay, they have this massive party. So they take everybody's crock pots in the neighborhood.
And they make corned beef for everybody.
Yeah, you walk in their house. And,
really?
I mean, you could smell it from outside, you know.
Corned beef party.
I love that. It's crazy.
Am I invited? What?
Sure, come on over.
I think we may stop by. Let's go to Ron Urban in Toms River. What's going on, Ron?
How are you, Governor?
How you doing, Ron? I'm doing great. Hey, we had a huge event last night. We're going to do another one. We're going to be in Toms River. We did Monmouth County last night. The Listen and Learn, huge success. So I'm thinking we're going to do it at Rivs on Hooper Ave.
Cool.
I got to talk to Tony. I'll let you know. Anyway, corned beef. You doing it this weekend?
So, by the way, I cook a lot of food in crock pots, including all my dog's food. But I never use water. I use chicken broth in it with my dad. And, of course, it's all about the rye bread. But, by the way, if Eric is listening, I've been shopping around for 2 years. And I'm always too busy to do it. And I bought a slicer.
Ah, you did. He's not in the room right now, but I'll tell him. So, you did it.
So people don't know this, but my guys, when they come in the morning.
Yeah.
Looking for electricians and everybody, but they cook breakfast. We have all kinds of food for them, and now they come early and make lunch. I cook them roast beef, turkeys, and fresh hams and stuff, and they slice it all up. The slicer is the greatest.
So wait, Ron, you've got the slicer in the house, or you got it at the office?
It's in my shop.
That is fantastic.
Right now are all cooking their breakfast. They're cooking their sandwiches. You know what? I like my men. They like me. We do all kinds of cool stuff.
That is fantastic, Ron. I love it.
And tell Eric, I'll put about in 3 seconds, I'll put another kitchen in his basement.
Right? His concern is the venting. I'm going to tell him that you said this because he's got to do it. I was telling him about our good friends. Her dad had the kitchen in the garage, and it's great because we'll do things. You know, some of the stuff with fish sauce, et cetera, we like to do it outside in the summer because you don't want to stink up the main house.
Absolutely. I wish I had a basement. I live in the shore, so I can't. I definitely have two kitchens.
Let me tell you something, Ron. I would trade the basement for your view and the water any day. any day.
But I'm always working.
Yeah, I hear you.
Good.
All right, man. Hey, good.
Have a good day.
You too, Ron. You take care. That's Ron Urban in Toms River. He runs AdvancedSolarNJ.com. Great guy, great New Jersey small business. And as far as solar companies go, this guy gets it. If you're going to do that and go down that road, it's the guy you want to talk to. All right, your corned beef and cabbage recipes coming up. But if you've got a go-to St. Patrick's Day tradition, I'd love to hear about it. And is there a New Jersey small business and Irish pub that you go to that we ought to stop on our Listen and Learn tour? Because remember, we're combining it. It's not just about issues and politics. It is about promoting small business in the Garden State. 1-800-283-101.5, 658. Eric Scott with your news in just 2 minutes. 7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. So we're talking about great Irish pubs around the Garden State. And sidebar, anybody who's got a good recipe for corned beef and cabbage. My favorite thing about corned beef is the leftover corned beef hash that I do with the butter potatoes. I make a butter parsley potato to accompany the corned beef, and then that becomes hash the next day. So we're going to do this, I think, Saturday. All right, let's go to my friend John Ellery in Middlesex. John, let me guess. Ellery's Pub.
Irish.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you? First of all, I'd like to congratulate Pat Colligan on his great career, but corned beef, I don't know if I'll give him the number one corned beef guy.
I don't know. We're going to try it, though, John. But does Ellery, do you guys do a corned beef?
We do. We cook off over between 800 and 1,000 pounds. We started last Sunday for the Somerville Parade. We'll go until this Sunday, and we'll cook and sell over 800 pounds.
Wow.
Mix it up a little bit, too. We created some things in the 27 years. Today's our 27th anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Awesome.
But we have some interesting things. We do a thin crust pizza, which we put the corned beef on, pastrami, and some raw onion, which is phenomenal. We cook off Irish spring rolls, because all the scraps from cutting corned beef, you know, you lose a lot when you're cutting it up. So we make Irish spring rolls, which is probably a number one seller around the area.
Tell me about the Irish spring roll. What's in it?
Yeah, we take the, you know, we stuff the Irish spring rolls with corned beef, potato, and a little Swiss cheese, and deep fry it, and it's phenomenal.
Wow. I love it.
And then we have the traditional bangers and mash, you know. We've been celebrating and perfecting St. Patty's Day for 27 years.
So you're going to be having a great, great weekend. I hope you're packed. Ellery's is, hey, we're coming out soon, John. I know we have an event coming up.
Yeah, we have an event, of course, with our famous friend, Kelsey Grammer and Faith American.
I can't wait.
We have that. But also, you know, you can't forget about the Guinness this weekend. We got tons of Guinness. We'll probably go through 10, 15 kegs of Guinness this weekend.
That's fantastic.
Irish whiskey. You know, and corned beef has to be cooked in Guinness. You have to use a little Guinness in your mix to cook corned beef.
You know, I was going to ask Pat about that. He said any beer. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I would use a light beer. I don't know if I would use an IPA either. I think you're right. I think you want that dark, smooth taste of Guinness.
Yeah, you got to have the little taste of Guinness in your mouth all week long.
I love it. All right. Ellery's Grill. What a great place you've got there. I love it. I am looking forward to being out there with our friend Kelsey Grammer. What a good guy he is. But you are open Sunday. You open at noon on Sunday, right?
No, we open 10 a.m. Sunday.
No kidding.
10 a.m. Sunday. We have the outdoor patios open. We have the heaters if the weather gets a little chilly. Yesterday was phenomenal. The whole outside packed up in the afternoon. We had the Guinness flowing. It's the weather is perfect.
Yeah, so it's perfect. It's perfect.
And you can't forget, we have the Somerset County Pipes and Drums are here all weekend. They come in and out. We have Irish step dancers. We do it 100% right. You want to enjoy St. Patty's Day, you need to go to Ellery's in Middlesex.
Ellery's on 701 Lincoln Boulevard, Middlesex, New Jersey. Great borough, great place. Ellery's Grill, get the corned beef. Down a couple of Guinnesses. I love it. John, always good to talk to you. Say hi to Kelsey, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
All right, let's put the challenge on. Pat Colligan's corned beef versus Ellery's.
You know, I think that's a fantastic idea. Maybe we do an event around that. See if Pat will do like a crock pot cook-off.
There you go. We'll give him a little retirement party.
Yeah, there you go. I'll talk to him. All right, John. Take care.
Right, thanks.
You got it. That's John Ellery. He owns Ellery's Grill. I've been there a few times. We do joint events with Kelsey Grammer, who's got his own beer, you know, from Frazier, Faith American. And yes, it's an outstanding beer, no doubt about it. So get on down to Ellery's this weekend. If you've got an Irish pub, you got specials going on this weekend, this is the time. Plug away. It's St. Patrick's Day. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:15 is the time. Traffic on Weather Next. /7:21 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk New Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, after the traffic and weather at 8:45, we're going to have a special guest coming on, a former state trooper in Texas who's got a security firm and has become a national speaker on the border issue. And as you know, we did our first Listen and Learn event last night at Park 9 Diner in Freehold. Kind of funny how the whole thing came together. It was, you know, classic politics that we tried, you know, to go the route of the normal, you know, Republican clubs and reach out and say, hey, we'll come and speak and bring our ideas. And the county chair of Monmouth County, as you know, not a fan of mine after I sided with the group that believes he should not be able legally to be the county sheriff and the state and the county chairman for the party. I just think that's an inherent conflict, and we'll continue to pursue this line until we no longer have top law enforcement folks as political bosses in the back room. I mean, it's just it compromises one or the other jobs, and it shouldn't be. And I think anybody with any self-respect would say, wow, that's definitely not a good thing. And anyway, so he's been mad for years and then tells people that they should not invite me to speak in Monmouth County. So, of course, you know me. Now I spend at least one day a week in Monmouth County. We've got our good friends in Red Bank, and now we've solidified our strength in Freehold. But the reason is that we've gone way beyond the politics. And the way I look at my role and my job going forward over the next year is I owe it to you to push through the political backroom elites and bullies and deliver the message of common sense directly to our listeners. So I promise you this, I won't let any of the backroom nastiness that has plagued and nearly destroyed the Republican Party over the past 10 years get in the way. And we proved it last night because, you know, Sean Golden and his a couple of his henchmen, and they're fewer and further between now than they ever have been because, you know, it's like the jig is up, guys. You guys are losers. You're backroom guys, and you have no real message. You really don't want to help the state, and I do. So we're not going to let that stand in the way. We will be all over Monmouth County and Morris County. I'll be in Morris County tonight for a law enforcement event with my good friend Ace Gallagher, Hanover Mayor, and Mark Taylor, Florham Park Mayor, Jamie Barbario, Parsippany Mayor. It's going to be a fantastic event tonight, and you can get all the details on my schedule. It's a public schedule at billspadia.com/events. So what I'll do is we'll include a link in whatever alert we send out later today. Certainly, you follow me on all my social media at Bill Spadia. I think I'm at Bill Spadia Official on Facebook, but Twitter and Instagram. And wherever there is an attempt to block us, we go bigger. This happened in Monmouth County last year. The Keyport group got threatened by the county chair that they would not be recognized and they would be punished by the county chair, who's also the county sheriff, if they allowed me to speak. So what I did was I rented the room next door on the same day. So, of course, the regular meeting collapsed and everybody came to our meeting. It was great. We had 100 people there. Last night, same thing happened. Whoever runs the Freehold Club decided that they were going to either be in league with the county bullies, or they were just too afraid to challenge them. So I was not invited to their regular meeting. So we did our first Listen and Learn in Freehold at the Park 9 Diner. We only had 40 seats. 70 showed up. So we're going to continue to do this. I'm getting excited. We're going to continue this pace of 3, 4, 5 events a day. And yes, it's 7 days a week. We're working on Saturdays and Sundays because the common sense mission is too important. We have to turn the state around, or too many of us are going to have to look elsewhere. And you know that. I hear it when I go to these events. You can't imagine how many people are like, Bill, I can't dig in with you. It's too expensive. It's this. I'm like, right, but how long before you actually leave? And most people tell me 3, 4, 5 years. I'm like, okay, I don't need that much time to turn this state around. We're going to turn it around in the next 2.5. So think through if you've got an exit plan. Don't give up on the next 2 or 3 years. There's an opportunity. We're going to elect new members of the state legislature in 2025. In 2024, we're going to elect mayors and council members and commissioners across the state. We're going to have wins across the board. We're focused on Morris County, Bergen County, Monmouth County, Middlesex County, and everything in between. And I didn't mention Ocean because George Gilmore has done such a fantastic job there that we have had a surge of victories for common sense Republicans there over the past 2 years. And that trend will certainly continue. So help is on the way. I should say help is already here. But I'm going to continue to talk about issues, solid issues that we can find common ground on. And one of those is solving the illegal immigration crisis in New Jersey. We have become a border state. We've got a 10-point plan that I will roll out to you next week. And we started it with the Listen and Learn. I've got a great guy coming on after Blue Friday at 8:45. You want to tune in for that because we are talking about what needs to be done in New Jersey to protect our communities. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. What do you got going on for this weekend and St. Paddy's Day? 727, Eric Scott with your news now. .737 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about this weekend, St. Patrick's Day. What events do you have coming up? Let's start with Jessica in Eatontown. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Good morning. Great to talk to you again. We spoke a long time ago. We have two things going on. We have an event today called Lunch and Shop from 11 to 3. And this young little girl named Sophia heard about a little boy her own age, about 14, who needed an electric wheelchair. So she started to make bracelets. So today we have Lunch and Shop, and the vendors are donating. We have several vendors, and they're donating to this little cause to get this little boy an electric wheelchair. So, and the restaurant donates 10% of all the profits for today and the whole weekend to this little girl's charity.
Wow, Jessica, that is great. Now, you're starting this at, you have a restaurant, right?
Well, I manage a restaurant. Yes.
Yeah, which restaurant?
It's called Beach Grill. We spoke a long time ago.
Oh, Beach Grill. I remember you, Jessica. Yes. All right, Beach Grill in Eatontown. So if you come by today.
In Long Branch.
So what happens if you come by today? You're going to put 10% of the proceeds toward the toward this kid's wheelchair.
Right, all weekend long. And then Saturday and Sunday, we have the bagpipers coming from 11 to 12:30. Hopefully to bring people in, and people will shop, and they'll come in for breakfast and lunch and buy some of our Irish soda bread and home baked goods, and it'll all go to this little charity for this young boy who needs a...
So how about the little girl who's making the bracelets? Is she going to be at the restaurant?
Yes, she is. She's going to be there. And the interesting part about this is she's a homeschool young lady, and she heard about this, and she decided she was going to start this and do this. And I just, one of the customers came in and was talking about it, and I said, well, let's do something.
I love it. Hey, Jessica, is that your picture on the website at beachgrillb.com?
Yes.
There you go. I love it. What are you holding there? It looks delicious. You got the rainbow cookies. I love that. Are you guys baking your own stuff there too?
Burger. Just right. Another young girl just graduated.
Yeah.
Who eventually wants to own her own bakery. So she's coming on board, and she's going to replace, unfortunately, our gluten-free baker who passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Jessica. Oh, Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So she's going to come, and she's going to start, and she's going to get experience, hands-on learning, and it's going to be a win-win situation.
And every second Tuesday, veterans get 10% off. You do a Sunday brunch that's BYO. I love it. I love the fact that you do charity dinners as well. You know, Jessica, we ought to do a lunch and learn, or I'm sorry, listen and learn event at your place. I was just thinking lunch.
Okay.
I'm going to be in touch. I love it. And what's this little girl's name? What's her first name?
Sophia.
Sophia. And what's the little boy's name?
I think it's Robert.
Robert. All right. Well, tell Sophia that we're really proud of her. This is fantastic. If you would do me a favor, if you guys are on Instagram or Twitter or wherever you are, tag me, and if it's Facebook, okay, tag me, and we'll have our team. We'll share that, so we send people out and let them know what's going on this weekend.
Okay, and tell them the bagpipers are coming, and
yeah,
it'll be a fun weekend.
I love it. Jessica, great to talk to you.
Thank you, Bill,
good
for
luck.
Everything you do.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Take care now. All right, the Beach Grill LB. Hey, guys, if you're listening, let's add that to our schedule call today. All right, let's go to, you know what? No, let me take a break for traffic and weather. Mark, I'll get to you right after the break. Traffic and weather coming up next, 7:40. 7:51 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about weekend events. I've got a big event coming up tonight, hosted by the NJ Coalition for Education and Positive Choices. We're expecting between 100 and 150 police officers. It's at the Menin Sports Arena in Morris Township. Let's bring in my good friend, Mayor Mark Taylor from Florham Park. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning.
Good
morning, Bill.
How are you?
How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you. Busy weekend ahead.
In Morris County this week.
So tell me, what's happening tonight?
Tonight is going to be the biggest event. The culmination, though, Tom Ace Gallagher, the mayor of Hanover Township, has an event there every Friday night, starting in January, for young people to come skate. That's where it started. The law enforcement night is the culmination of those events, and that is tonight at 7 o'clock at Menin Arena. We're going to have law enforcement from all over the county, including the best sheriff in the state, James Gannon, will be there.
Yeah,
we're going to have the 200 Club of Morris County there. We're going to have all the law enforcement of the area, including my best police force at Florham Park will be there as well. They'll have their gear there. They'll have their vehicles there. It's going to be a nice night. Hopefully no rain. I was just listening to the weather, so I'm like, no rain. So we want people to come out and visit. This is a free event. If you want to skate, it's $9. It's a discounted rate that Ace has been able to secure from
$9 to ice skate at the Menin Arena tonight, and the police officers will be there. Their equipment will be there. I'm glad Sheriff Gannon's going to be there. It was good to see him the other night. It was good to see you the other night. What a great event that was.
Great event. So, you know, Morris County is a hopping area, and our law enforcement is the best. They're on top of everything that's going on in our county. As we know, we've heard your show all week this week about other things going on throughout the country. Every state is a border state. So our guys are very diligent in their duties and doing the right thing every day to keep us safe.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Mark. I have to tell you, the cops across this state are fantastic. They're among the best trained in the country, and we've got to do right by them. And that's why we're doing this Listen and Learn tour, talking about border policies. And we've got now a 10-point plan, which a lot of our policy plan has to do with changing bail reform, enforcing federal detainer orders, reopening the relationship with the federal government between the feds and our county government so that we can start to fill those jails again and bring federal dollars back into our counties, because the costs are enormous at the local level. I mean, not just the cost of illegal immigration, but just what you go through in Florham Park. I was blown away, Mark, by the fact that we've got local towns in Morris County now having to buy water rescue equipment that you would have been unheard of 20 years ago.
And, very true.
Right? And they want to blame climate change and all these ideas. But the reality is, you know, we're not taking care of our rivers. We're not taking care of the waterways. We're not doing the practical, common sense things that need to be done. It's not about big policy and platitudes. It's about practical reality. Dredge the rivers. Support the cops. Don't release the criminals on day one. I don't know. Simple things.
And yet the legislators are trying to build more and more high-density housing in all of our towns.
which is adding to the problem of flooding. It's adding to the problem of sewage, water, police, fire, first aid. All those things that everybody takes for granted have to be paid for somehow. Yeah. No state money coming to Florham Park to help with our $16 million upgrade to our sewer plant, a $5 million well that we just put on, all the rehabilitation that we've done to our well houses because of the additional use of water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. So tonight is a night to celebrate law enforcement, young people. Bring your kids. Menin Sports Arena on Hanover Avenue in Morris Township. I will be there tonight at 7 o'clock. And, Mark, I've got two events surrounding it, so I'll only be there for about a half hour, but I will be there between 7 and 7:30. Looking forward to seeing you, Ace, Sheriff Gannon, and the rest of the crew tonight.
Just remember, you are always welcome in Morris County.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that, my
Thank
friend.
You.
See you
tonight.
Later. All right, you take care. What a good guy. It's all about local. I've said this for years. This is how we're going to turn the state around. And where you've got some, you know, bureaucrats that want to make it difficult for the voices and leaders of change. Look, I'm a change leader. That's my job. But first and foremost, I'm a listener. And, you know, when we listen to what the real struggle is from our mayors, our commissioners, our moms and dads, our teachers, our cops, our firefighters, our nurses, our truck drivers, and everybody in between, when you start to listen and you understand how to take what's really going on locally and turn that into policy that's going to then change our state for the better, that's how you affect change and get buy-in from everybody, because the ideas are coming from you. And that's the driver of our Listen and Learn tour. So stay tuned for more dates. I want to thank our friends at the Park 9 Diner. We will certainly be in Monmouth County again. We're going to bring the Listen and Learn to Sussex County, Bergen County, Middlesex, Somerset, Morris, all over this state over the course of the next 5 months. Stay tuned. Big things are coming. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Love to find out what you got going on this weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day. And if you want to share your family recipe for the best corned beef cabbage dish for St. Patrick's Day, feel free. I'm all ears. 1-800-283-101.5. 757, Eric Scott with your news. 8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, we've got some recipes for corned beef and cabbage.
I've been listening. I like it.
Yeah, and I told you Ron Urban called from AdvancedSolarNJ.com, said that he'd be happy to talk to you about that kitchen in the basement. He's ready. And by the way, he's got a deli slicer.
I know. He's been teasing me about that. Saying,
but he
that,
put it at work. Like, his guys are slicing meat right now.
Have you ever been to his shop?
No, how have I not been to this shop? I want to go.
I mean,
I want to go to eat, though.
Well, exactly. I mean, he's got a whole indoor kitchen and grill center. I mean, you walk through the yard, it's nothing but grills. I mean, his workers, aside from being a great company, you want to eat well, go join the Advanced Solar team.
Right? Now, where is he? He's in Monmouth County?
Yes.
So his shop is near his home.
Well,
is great. He's out there. I mean, he's out there at the shore.
Yeah.
And yeah, with the deck and the whole, I mean, we were at that party was it Labor Day?
Yeah,
I don't remember now.
Labor Day, 4th of July. I can never go to his 4th of July party because we always have a big one of our own.
Oh, right.
But Labor Day.
It was Labor Day that I went to his house.
Yeah. And I introduced him to...
You skipped and we busted your chops.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we did.
I introduced him to Chef Jason because Chef Jason catered my Memorial Day party last year.
Oh, we were down at the Shore House.
Yeah,
yes, we were down at Shore. Yes.
And
was that Long Branch?
Yeah, LBI.
It was LBI, right?
Bright Beach.
Long Beach.
And it was, for a foodie, I mean, it just the amount of food that Jason kept bringing out, because it was a relatively small party. I think we had made with less than 30 people.
But you were in that house that had the kitchen on top, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah,
like
the kitchen's
three floors?
On the top floor. Yeah,
you're out on the deck on the rooftop. I mean,
we'll do it again this year because I think we're going down that same week. So if you and Jody are around, because you were gonna come and then something happened.
Yeah, happened. I don't remember why we weren't here, but this summer I'll come this summer.
So put it on. It's the. So we go down.
But the 4th is on like a Wednesday, I think.
Oh, this will be Memorial Day.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute.
I always get Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Do you do it on the actual Memorial Day?
So that's is that day? September, right? That's or yeah, August.
So let's see.
When is
so Memorial Day? Wait, this one in May.
Oh no! So it's Labor Day. I'm
Labor
sorry.
Day.
I always get Memorial Day and
You're
Labor
killing
Day.
Killing me, Smalls. All right. So all right. When is, so what, Labor Day should be Monday the 2nd this year.
Right. So it's right. So we'll do our Labor Day party is that Sunday.
Oh, Sunday's better.
Yep.
That's Sunday the 1st, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I love that. That's Labor Day is great because it's good to have a great meal, outdoor party, and then it to me, like, then you kick into election season.
Right, but it's what's beautiful
right? Because once you hit the ground on Tuesday, back to school, everything.
The week after Labor Day is great down the shore because all of the tourists have kind of left.
Yeah, everybody's left.
But it's still warm enough to be on the beach. The restaurants are still open. It's the start of shoulder season. Yeah. So, you know, it's a great time to be down the shore. That's our favorite week to go because we can actually enjoy it and you're not elbow to elbow with people.
Yeah.
And you usually, that first week of September, you still have, you know, really nice weather.
The ocean's perfect. I mean, you're still in the 70s. I mean, that is, I agree with you. I think that is the best time of year to be there. Well, we experienced it when we lived at the Jersey Shore. We lived in Sea Isle for a time, and I loved it. I loved September. Such a great month.
Our mutual friend, Bob Considine from the NJBIA, he and his wife, Christine, came to the party last year, and he also was just blown away by Chef Jason's food.
Oh, you know, it's fantastic.
I mean, he comes in with his whole crew, and they basically take over the outdoor kitchen and the indoor kitchen. Yeah. And every time, you know, you thought that you were done, they're bringing another tray of stuff around.
And the mac and cheese, I can speak to that firsthand. It is among the best in the state. All right, so it is St. Patrick's Day. Will you be celebrating this weekend? If so, where? What's your go-to Irish pub? Or do you have a special event at home? If you've got an event, charity event, etc., I want you to plug it. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 814 is the time. Traffic and weather is next. It's 8:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I want to shout out our friend Vinny Galgano, who is the president of the Old Bridge PBA, Local 127. There is an event tonight, Friday, March 15th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Palms Plaza in Matawan. So if you want to go there, they've got... I believe you can just show up there. It's, let's see, it's $125 at the door. Got to be 21 or older. But a portion of the proceeds are going to scholarships for local seniors. So support the Old Bridge PBA, Local 127. They're going to be at the Palms Plaza in Matawan. And that's thanks to our friend Vinny Galgano, who's president of the Old Bridge PBA, Local 127. I want to thank Byright Liquors, who are also supporting. They're on Route 34, this organization. It's called a wine and spirit tasting, sip and support. They've got more than 40 vendors coming in. So tonight, Friday the 15th, 6 to 10 p.m., Palms Plaza, Matawan. All right. Also happening, let's see if I can pull this up. This is not an event tonight, but I thought I should mention it to you. You know, neighbor Joe calls the show once in a while. Great guy, fantastic family, and big, big, big backer of law enforcement. Kulak Arms is his buddy Richie, who I met at a charity event, is working on another event to help two officers. There are two Trenton law enforcement members, and they're both in trouble, and they need your help. Trenton Police Officer Frankie Guzman had a dizzy spell more than a year ago, and he came to find out it was a brain tumor. And the doctors were able to operate and remove the tumor. He had to take a year off. And then Frankie got into recovery and miraculously was able to get back on the job. And then in a very sad twist of fate, another tumor was discovered. Now, Frankie got through that surgery, but he's back on medical leave. And being out of work this long has really put his family, his wife and two kids, in really financial dire straits. So we want to help them. Another Trenton Police Department member, another guy having a tough time, Trenton Police Detective Robert Furman was diagnosed with a rare nerve disorder, and he discovered this. He passed out. He was in Florida traveling, passed out, and they needed CPR to revive him. But the recovery period for this nerve disorder is up to 2 years. So what we're hoping to do is get your support for an event that's going to happen on Saturday, April 6th. It'll be at the Trenton PBA Local 11 headquarters. That's at 130 Betts Avenue in Lawrence Township. It's $100 a ticket. It's going to be a great event. I will be stopping by. I'm in Florida for a series of events on Thursday and Friday. I'm flying back Saturday morning, so to make sure that I'm going to be stopping by this event. So it's going to be on April 6th, and you can get the information at BillSpadia.com/events. I'm going to ask producer Kristen to alert this, and we're going to send this out on the app. So if you're not on the app, get on the app. What are you doing? Go to your phone right now. You listen to me right now. Stop what you're doing. Go to the phone. Go to the app store and make sure you load the NJ 101.5 app on your phone so you can take me anywhere and listen to me. And if you're on that, you're going to get an alert in the next 10 minutes or so about this article. The title is Two NJ Police Officers Need Your Help. And in there is a link to BillSpadia.com/events where you can find all the different charity events and listen and learn events that we have coming up. So if you can go there, click on the link and make sure you support the Trenton PBA to help these two hero officers, Officer Frankie Guzman, who is having a tough time, and Detective Robert Furman. Both men and their families need your help. Okay, 8:26. Other side of the news, we have a special Blue Friday to share with you. And then after that, we're going to talk to a former Texas Department of Public Safety officer who's got a security company, and he's become a national representative of the border crisis to end the solutions that we need. I want you to hear from him. And in the meantime, between now and then, if you've got an event coming up this weekend, let's plug it here. 1-800-283-101.5, 827. Eric Scott with your news next.
New Jersey 101.5 presents Blue Friday with Bill Spadia. Thanks to our sponsor, Jobs for Blue, the leading New Jersey provider of side job scheduling.
So you're going about your daily routine, you're driving to work, you're headed to the market, and you notice a dog in distress. How about a dog stuck on the ice in the middle of your local lake? Well, this happened this past winter. New Jersey State Trooper Michael Betts was on his way to work at the Lake Hopatcong, New Jersey State Police substation, when he noticed a dog in distress, literally a dog sitting out there on the ice in the middle of the lake. And the lake was still partially frozen, so the little guy managed to get out on the banks and then run out on the ice. And he was stuck, couldn't get back. So Trooper Betts pulls over, gets out, he's on the shore. And now you can imagine this New Jersey State Trooper, big tough guy, talking in dog voice to try to get the dog to come to the shore. And it was to no avail. Dog was definitely scared and a little panicky. And when he started to move, the dog falls through the ice. Now here's the good news. The dog was able to swim to a rock formation, but that was it. He wasn't moving, scared to death. So what did our hero New Jersey State Trooper Michael Betts do? Went into action, got on the dry suit, borrowed a paddleboard that was there on one of the docks, and went into the drink to rescue the animal. The dog, name was Georgie, and there is a picture at our website, nj1015.com/BillSpadia, where you can link to the Facebook page and see Trooper Betts bringing little Georgie out of the water. And, it just goes to show you that our state troopers will go above and beyond to protect and serve not just people, but certainly our canine friends and family members. And I want to just thank all of the New Jersey State Police for everything that you guys do every single day. And one of the things that we talked about last night in our Listen and Learn event, which was all about border security and how do we handle, what policies do we need in New Jersey to protect us, we talked about the critical need to add state troopers. We've got about 3,200 state troopers now. I think with this new class coming in, we'll add another 100, 150. I don't know what the exact count is, but assuming that we'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,400 troopers over the next year, I believe that number needs to be 4,000. And I believe that we need to do right by our state troopers in terms of changing the rules of engagement, knocking down all of the ludicrous and absurd rules that come from the AG's office, including the idea of supervisors needing to be on scene to approve a warning to a driver, just silly things like that that only impede the progress and the ability for troopers to get the job done and keep our roadways and our community safe. The rules of engagement need to change. We need to empower our officers to be able to fight back against the bad guys without fear of repercussion from the left-wing anti-cop attorney general's office led by Matt Plotkin and this governor who will side with Black Lives Matter over the very officers who protect him and his family. It's really disgusting. And I tell you this story about the dog Georgie because it's guys like Michael Betts that are the best foot forward for our New Jersey State Police. And when I think of law enforcement, and we're going to be joined by a law enforcement officer, former law enforcement officer from Texas in a little bit. He's going to call in to talk to us about what's happening on the border. His name is Jason Jones, and he's the CEO of Omni Intelligence. You know, they're the front line. They're the front line. And our New Jersey State Troopers need to be empowered at the next level. So I want to honor our New Jersey Troopers for this Blue Friday. And I want to say that thank you for everything that you do. And we've worked with a number of you over the years. Our good friend Pete Stilianessis, former immediate past president of the State Trooper NCO Association. We've worked with a lot of great people. And we'll continue to do that as I listen and learn directly from our state troopers what we need to do to make sure that we have the maximum effectiveness and the maximum protection, not just for our communities, but also for the troopers getting up every day and doing the job. And part of that comes with meeting staffing goals, whether it's cold case, whether it's highway patrol, whatever it is. We need to meet and exceed those staffing goals so that we know that we're covered. And in addition to hiring more state troopers and implementing a cost of living adjustment for retired state troopers and municipal cops, FOP, PBA across the board, we're going to change the rules of engagement. I want to see us get rid of bail reform, enforce federal detainer orders, fill our county jails with perps, number one, and criminal aliens. Anyone who's subject to a federal detainer order needs to be rounded up by ICE, supported by our state police, and incarcerated. And then we're going to bill the federal government. That's how we're going to get cash flow coming into our counties again. We're going to reopen those jails that have closed. We're going to get tough on this. And it all starts with the positive support of our hero law enforcement. You cannot have safety, which is the bedrock of our free society. You don't have safety, you're never going to have liberty nor prosperity. And this governor that we have now doesn't care. He marches with those cop-hating communists at Black Lives Matter, defying his own COVID orders a couple years ago, doesn't care. Brought in an attorney general who is nothing short of a cop-hater. And now they're pushing these gun-free zones. Boy, you got to have something wrong with you. If you post a sign on your business that you're a gun-free zone in this day and age of rampant crime, look at the cities around America. What are you, nuts? Tell them. Why don't you just invite them in? Criminals welcome. I can tell you my home is not a gun-free zone. And yours shouldn't be either. And, you know, I say that with all respect for our law enforcement and our system. And we need to toughen up, strengthen up, and empower the right people. Not criminals, not corrupt advocacy groups like Black Lives Matter. No, we need to promote, protect, preserve the foundation of our society, which is our ability to keep our streets safe and clean. And the backbone of that safety is law enforcement. And one of the greatest organizations of law enforcement in the country is our New Jersey State Police. God bless you guys. We're going to get this job done. And we're going to get it done in record time because people want it. I've been listening for 9 years. People want law and order. They want security. They want safety. And they know that it's up to us to elect better policymakers to make it happen. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. If you've got a state trooper in your family, let's honor them today. 847, fast traffic, instant weather, next.
Arrow.
It's 8:52 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I also want to thank my good friends at Jobs for Blue, jobs4blue.com. Bring us Blue Friday every single week. I want to continue this conversation about New Jersey's finest, our state troopers. And I want to thank everybody. Actually, we had a call earlier about, Jason is on the line, but let me do this. It's 8:53. I'm a little backed up because of the, because we went a little long on Blue Friday. So I'm going to break now. You'll hear from our great sponsors, a very, very critical part of our show. We don't get to talk to you unless we've got folks that are interested in buying advertising time. So, you know, I value our sponsors, and we're going to let them get their word in. We're going to break for news, and then I'm going to introduce our friend who is one of the leading experts, honestly, on what is happening at our border. We're going to be joining him at Mar-a-Lago in later this month in Florida. He's also, his name is Jason Jones. He's the CEO of Omni Intelligence. He's also the national border correspondent for Newsmax. So good guy. He is an expert in border security and Mexican cartels. I'm going to bring him in after the 9 o'clock news to talk to us about what's happening on the border, to add some color to our trip that we just got back from the border, and then talk a little bit about what we need to do in New Jersey to protect our state from this invasion that's happening on our southern border. 8:54, Eric Scott with the news in just 4 minutes. 9:10 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning, I am Bill Spadia. As you know, last week we took a trip to the southern border. Our good friends at the Texas Public Policy Foundation brought us through, and you've heard from them throughout the week. Our guides, Josh Trevino, was such an important element and leader and voice. And Melissa Ford, you heard her on the show as well. And I wanted to bring in today an expert that we didn't meet while we were in Texas, but we're looking forward to seeing him. I'll be at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday, April 4th, for an event dedicated to border security, talking about what's happening on the border. And as I said, a lot of the folks we met locally in Texas, they had one thing to say, that this is a 50-state problem. Texas is just a speed bump. So I want to bring in Jason Jones. He is a retired Texas Department of Public Safety captain. They are the equivalent of our state police. He's now the CEO of Omni Intelligence. And as I mentioned, we do a lot of work with Newsmax, and I'm on often. And Jason is the national border correspondent for Newsmax, and he's an expert on border security and the cartels. Jason, welcome to New Jersey 101.5.
Wow, Bill, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. You've done a lot of great work, and you've already served your country and your community in so many capacities. Let's just dive right in and talk about, in a nutshell, what is happening on the border? We were able to report back about how strong the cartels are. But from your perspective, with the cartels essentially running all of the traffic coming over our southern border across the Rio Grande, what's the danger as you see it to states like New Jersey, which we now call border states?
You know, there is a reason that after I retired, I immediately went public to get the cartels designated as foreign terrorist organizations. Bill, I will tell you, I understand the monster very well. I spent many, many years working with U.S. intelligence agencies and some of the most elite special forces in Mexico to save Mexican citizens and migrants trying to cross through Mexico who are being brutally killed. And I will tell you, the 112,000 deaths that we've had in our country from deadly fentanyl is just the beginning. And, you know, that's in 1 year alone. If you look at what's really taking place in Mexico, it is the core synergy between U.S.-based street gangs, Tier 1 gangs, what we call the Halcon Network, which controls the southern border, which I know if you were just down here, you definitely had to have seen them operating on our side as well, because they check on and off, just like law enforcement. And then, you know, you take the alien smuggling organizations, which are now, you know, moving people instead of smuggling, but trafficking them. And then the cartels working with what we call long-haul smugglers, you know, state and non-state actors. The game has truly changed. And so everything I am about is about illuminating their operations, because I want to be very clear to your listeners here. As somebody that has been stationed on your border since 1999 and has built programs to go after these cartels, they are at the core what we need to focus on, because they will not stop, because they can't stop, Bill. From their perspective, and listen, their perspective matters. They are at war. They are at war with their rivals. And so the reason we've seen an escalation in the weaponization of fentanyl, the reason we've seen an escalation in so many other areas of their tactics and their hyperviolence in Mexico, and their reach far beyond Mexico and the U.S., the United States, all has to do with what they are going through fighting their rivals. And this, you know, this is the problem, Bill, that the American public has not been told. And that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing, trying to illuminate it. Because this is the job of the Homeland Security Enterprise, which is local, state, federal, DOD, and the intelligence community. And no one has been briefing the American people.
I was shocked at how much folks did not know. I mean, I gave a speech last night for our first. We're doing a series of listen and learns around the state, going to each county and talking to people about what the real problem is. And, you know, when you see it firsthand, you know, we walked through the brush with some former law enforcement, some current law enforcement, and folks that were ranchers and property owners. And, you know, what you see is the human toll of the, you know, the diapers and the clothes and the kids' shoes. And you realize that, you know, the fact that there is an organized border exit on the Mexican side, and we are woefully underprepared, understaffed on our side. And you see this and you recognize it, like there was a kid that was in those shoes just potentially minutes or hours before. So it's real. And tell me a little bit about the military aged men that are coming over, because that was something that shocked a lot of folks. And I talked about it last night, that there was a 6 week period in Hidalgo County where there were 2000 illegal migrants coming over every day. And they said 7 out of 10 were Chinese men, military aged.
So well said. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, we can go to Fronton Island. I'll give you a great example of just how coordinated it is as well. Cartel Donadeste, formerly known as the Las Zetas, one of the most hyperviolent cartels, formerly came from the GAFE Special Forces to work with Cartel de Gafo. These individuals are moving 35 Chinese at a time from Las Guerra into Fronton Island. And one of the things they do tactically is they take all of their passports and visas right before they cross, and they dump them on the Mexico side. Why do they do that? They do that because once they cross the U.S. side, well, there's not many Border Patrol agents that speak Mandarin along that border. And so that holds up the processing of these individuals for hours upon hours upon hours. And what happens? They're in that area, that's a resupply zone for the war. So ammunition going south, weapons going south into Mexico. It's all by design. And I'll give you, your listeners, a real great example. And this is something to really take into effect that the media should be telling you. Ask yourself one question. Why is it when you see these massive groups of hundreds and hundreds of people that are all crossing in one location? That's because it is all by design. As the cartel moves them in, the media swarms in, and what do? Because they really don't know better. They stick a microphone in a migrant space, and they say, tell me your story. And that is a story. But what they can't show you is how upriver and downriver the Halcons then move what we call runners. Those are people, for whatever reason, are not going to be allowed to stay in the country. And once they get through, Bill, that's where they then begin moving deadly drugs and the high values, like the Chinese and the, you know, the single-age males that you're talking about that have true national security and public safety threats. along with so many others. So, look, when we talk about our border today, we cannot talk about it through the lens of a U.S.-Mexico problem. We have to look at it through the lens of where we are right now. And the truth of it is that the world is coming, and all the good and all the bad that comes with that. And there is no way, despite what the media is telling the American people, that we can properly vet these people, and the problem now walks among us, and that is the truth of it. And everything has to be about public safety.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Jason, thank you. I'm out of time. I do want to have a longer conversation on our podcast, and I am looking forward to hearing your remarks at Mar-a-Lago on April 4th. We'll see you there for sure at that border event. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for shining a light on this. And God willing, we are going to be able to muster enough awareness and action to solve this problem. Thank you, Jason.
Bill, thanks. Great to be with you. And thanks for getting the word out as well. Appreciate
you got
what
it.
You're doing.
You take care. That is Jason Jones, CEO of Omni Intelligence, former Texas public safety captain. Okay, a lot more to come. 918, Fast Traffic Instant Weather. /924 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, New Jersey 101.5 is hitting the streets. Join the big yellow van at Sansone Jr.'s 66 Auto Mall, 3401 Route 66 in Neptune this Saturday. And cash out on their exclusive auction event where you can get top dollar for your car. Look for the big yellow van, and we'll see you on Saturday. All right, it is 9:24. I am Bill Spadia. Listen, I ran a bit long with our friend Jason Jones. I want to thank him for getting up early with us on New Jersey 101.5. These guys are all based in Texas, and I do appreciate that they have been calling early to bring you the information and why we have a crisis on our border and how it is impacting us here in the Garden State. I will share with you some of our 10-point plan on the other side of the news, which is next. 9:25, Eric Scott with the news next. 9:36 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, I got a very serious topic I want to bring up. Now, I know we've been talking about the border this morning, security. You've got an article at NJ1015.com about this gun registry or the, you know, and I thought you made some very smart comparisons on that. But I've just learned there's a crisis in the royal family, and producer Kristen has alerted me to this. And, Jill, you're like the local royal expert.
Me and Kristen, and we were just like, we're like going crazy over this. Because remember the other day, we were looking at that picture that was photoshopped of Kate Middleton.
So pretend I don't know anything. Because I don't.
Okay.
I saw Kristen was going through this morning on Facebook, or what were you doing? Facebook. And can you grab that mic there? Then we can all talk. Hold on one second. Kathy, would you pull that mic over?
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, we're all going to have a conversation about this. Because Eric is intensely interested in this, as am I.
Are we talking about the British royal family, the Norwegian royal family?
We're going to go UK here.
UK, okay. All right.
And apparently there's a picture of Kate Middleton.
Right.
Who is...
missing.
No, let's talk about who she is. She's the wife of...
William.
William, who's what? He's going to be the king someday?
He's next in line.
So Charles is the king.
Yes.
You got William in line.
Right.
Right. She's now a princess.
And Kate is his wife.
Correct.
All right. Now, is she dead? Is that what we think? What's going on?
I don't think she's dead, but she hasn't been seen in the public eye since, like, what, December, I think?
So, Eric, I'm walking in. Producer Kristen is scrolling through Facebook. She's like, I don't know. This looks Photoshopped to me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And apparently there's a whole scandal going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So Christmas, she was seen there and photographed. That was like somewhere, I think, December 28th-ish area. Then she had abdominal surgery. And it was, you know, abdominal surgery. You don't stay in the hospital that long. And
they're not saying what is abdominal surgery? I mean, they're taking out.
They're not saying what it is. Right.
Right.
So there's speculation also that William is cheating.
Go ahead, Kristen. He totally is.
You
don't
think
tell
he's
me
cheating?
He's not. Yes, he is his father. Yes.
Eric, I'm watching your face, and you seem a little bit in pain over this conversation, as I would have been, which is why I dragged you into this, because I've been hearing this out here, and I've been suffering in my own world. I want to spread this out a little bit.
Well, I will say that if you took the Hubble Space Telescope and you turned it onto my head, it would not be able to find a single brain cell in my skull that could care less about the royal family.
But the entire globe is talking about it.
Everyone is talking about it.
The only reason I have a cursory familiar is that Sandra is obsessed with the royal family.
See?
Really? An American thing. Yeah. I've talked to Elizabeth about this. I mean, Elizabeth, has lived in the UK now for 8 years. She's like, the Brits don't care as much about the royal family as the Americans do.
Right?
They're not obsessed because it's like a thing. Like, they're whatever.
Yeah, we're obsessed. The whole globe.
We were up at like 4 a.m. for the inauguration. Like, what, right?
Yeah, the coronation.
Coronation. Whatever it is. Coronation.
It's coronation day. Exactly.
So you don't even know.
Yes.
How much interest could you possibly have? You don't even know the right terminology.
So what happened? A picture got released of her. Did they put a picture out to say, she's okay, trust us? And what was it like? It was like scotch tape on a...
It's the worst Photoshop.
It looked like South Park.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And she was a photography... I don't know. In college, I had a job as a photographer. So there's no way that this was her.
So you think this is a photo... You don't think it's her?
Well, a lot of people are saying it was AI. That it was like an AI photo.
Yeah.
And then she came... Well, she apparently came out and said that she apologized for the picture. And said, sometimes I dabble in Photoshop just like everybody else does.
And the government made them remove it. The government said that this is too digitally enhanced.
So the only reason I know about this is that the Associated Press had published the photo. Mm-hmm. And the AP and a couple other news organizations identified it as being Photoshopped and ordered it removed.
That's
so the AP took down the photograph.
Kidding.
It's not the government.
What was it? It was a picture of her and the family?
Her
and
kids.
And where was it posted that it had to be taken down? Like on the official website?
On their social media, right?
Yeah, on her
Instagram. So it was like a Facebook post.
I'll bring it up.
It's on her Instagram.
So we're supposed to get sucked into the potential controversy that like somebody photoshopped it because she wasn't really there.
And it goes deeper. It goes deeper.
But where is she if she's not?
The thing is, this rose that we think that everybody speculates William is having an affair with.
Hold on, get my glasses. I am being shown the picture now for the first time.
Okay.
All right. What's funny is I saw this picture, and I didn't know who it was.
Oh, that's good.
That's Kate Middleton? Okay,
first saw
her and her kids.
Look at the little girl's skirt.
It's a nice-looking family, honestly.
Cute.
What do you mean it's Photoshopped? Like
look at the little girl's skirt. It's not even connected to her body.
The sweater is over it.
No, the plaid is off her body.
There's like a hand displacement.
I don't think it looks Photoshopped.
Eric does not care. There's two
different hands around Kate's neck. One is adult and one is... That's supposed to be the...
Wait, see, hold on.
Look at the son. I forget the son's name.
Oh, I see. So you're saying...
There's a big hand.
You're saying the hand. So if you're not picturing this, if you have not seen this photo, there's Kate Middleton sitting with her one son behind her. The daughter's on her lap.
Right.
But the problem is there are too many hands.
Right.
In the
Whose
picture.
Hand is that around the daughter's waist?
So there are. Oh, look at that. Yeah, there are. Two, it's actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
So it's clearly Photoshopped.
Right. And who is Kate Middleton again?
Thank you. But do you think that somebody's just messing because this has now been a 3-day news story?
She's been missing. And now the speculation is that Rose is having an affair with William. And
Rose
is related to Camilla.
Look at the connection.
Oh my God.
The gossip is amazing. It's just so good. This is
so
juice.
Many layers.
All right. Another PST morning we've had here. This was actually my fault.
We'll talk about cheese.
So the conclusion is that something's wrong because...
Yeah, she hasn't been seen.
But how many hands are in that photo? There are four people. Are there more hands than people?
I think so.
I think there are 9 hands in a picture of 4 people. I think that's the challenge.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of inbreeding in the royal family.
That could be. Maybe therein lies the problem. I don't know. All right. Well, I'm kind of interested now.
See? I told you.
I'm kind of interested. Yeah. Eric, is that going to be your next article?
I'm going to write all about that. Yep. I'm working on it right now.
All right. So, question for you. Do you care about the royal family? Are you as obsessed as seemingly every single person here at the radio station is outside of me and Eric? Although I think we're getting to Eric a little bit. I think he protests too much. You guys agree? He's kind of more into it than he's saying.
That's a good point.
Well, but I love a good mystery and a conspiracy theory.
Ah, see, that's true. Well, that's what I thought. I see that hand coming around the kid. Looks weird.
Yeah, like did she get plastic surgery or is she just hiding away? And then Harry came from America because the king got cancer right after this. Harry came over.
He's went the one over married to the American, right. Meghan Markle.
Doesn't live there anymore.
Who's a hater. Here. Like, she's a real hater. Yeah. She seems angry all the time.
He popped in, saw his dad for 45 minutes, and flew back over the drink back to America.
He's
What's
the spare.
Up with that?
The spare, that's right.
I like him. I don't know.
He's so cute.
He is.
There's a lot of drama with that whole thing. So, all right. So the question is, do you care about the royal family? Do you know about this controversy with the, it is a weird picture, Eric. Did you see the picture?
I did see the picture, and I was counting the hands. It's
odd. There's clearly something.
I could care less about the royal family.
Yeah.
But I do like a good conspiracy.
Yeah, I kind of do too. All right, I brought it up to be funny, yes, but honestly, now I'm interested. So I'll keep you posted. It's 9:44, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather Next. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the guys at Kulak Arms, Richie, and of course our good friend Joe the Neighbor for putting on a great event with the Trenton PBA Local 11. Going to take place on Saturday, April 6th, and they're raising money for the family and for the officers. Two officers have difficult medical situations, and one, Trenton Police Officer Frankie Guzman, has been out of work now. We're going to be coming up on 2 years because he had two brain tumors. I mean, it's just terrible. He's got a wife and two kids, and we want to be there for him. And Trenton Detective Robert Furman, who has a rare nerve disorder that has a recovery time of 2 years. So he's going to be out of work as well. So if you can join us, I am going to be at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday the 4th. There's a special event. You heard my our new friend Jason Jones, who is a retired captain with the Texas Department of Public Safety, an expert in the cartels and what's happening at our border. And he is not only the Newsmax correspondent for their border issues, but he is a well-known national speaker. And he's going to be one of the speakers at an event happening in Florida on the 4th. We're down there for a series of fundraising events and some dinners because I have to tell you guys, a lot of people very, very interested in what's happening in New Jersey. And that's why, you know, our numbers are starting to really, really ramp up. But I'm getting excited. We had a listen and learn yesterday at the Park 9 Diner. I want to thank Tommy, the owner, who I met on the way out. I think Tommy was a little surprised that such a big crowd showed up. And it was great because people that were there for our event were also dining. And, you know, that's one of the things that I do. I never want to be a burden to any of these local businesses. We want to be a helper. So our goal is to bring in people that will then spend money after they listen to what we've got to say. Now, what I did was we rolled out our plan to secure New Jersey from this invasion. And I've said this before, there is a human crisis happening. You know, you heard Jason say it. If you didn't hear it, I'll have this posted next week. But what he talked about was how the cartels run the border access on our side. So if you're not paying the toll to the cartels, they will hunt you down. They will kill you. They operate on both sides. And Jason said this, and I saw it firsthand. When Elizabeth Nader, who is our head of operations for our C4, which is our advocacy group, Common Sense Club, 150,000 members now, and our foundation, C3, you know, she and her husband, George, were with us on this trip. We brought our Common Sense team. Jody and I were there, but we were traveling in a Kevlar-coated vehicle because they're... you don't know what you're walking into. So security was a high priority, and we were walking through the brush. I mean, we were in it to learn firsthand what's going on. But at one point, Elizabeth went back to the truck, opened the door. The door didn't open, but the alarm went off, and it is a siren. And what happened was people came out of the woodwork to this park we were at thinking there was a border crossing happening. And the cartels have spotters on our side, cartel operatives working on our side to pick up the people not grabbed by border security. So, and as Jason said, he's like, there was that spot on this island, and it was pretty amazing that on this area, this was an area where it's called Fronton Island, and this is where they drop Chinese militants that are coming over. It got so bad that the Texas State Police actually had to retake this area. But, you know, when we were there, there was no one there. There's not enough forces to solve the problem. So anyway, we're going to continue on this mission. And I will tweet this out later. Follow me on my social media, at Bill Spadia. But basically, we've got 10 points that include enforcing ICE detainers, renewing federal contacts for housing illegal detainees, ending bail reform, ending the handouts for illegal immigrants, requiring intake forms at hospitals, suspending state aid to sanctuary cities, locking down our border from these ghost flight transports coming through the Biden administration, ending New Jersey's status as a sanctuary state. That's a Murphy bill that needs to be undone by executive order, banning local governments from issuing government IDs to illegals, and suspending recognition of out-of-state driver's licenses. That's just to name a few of the policy proposals that we've got. So stay tuned on social media at Bill Spadia. Go to the website nj1015.com/Bill Spadia, and on that site, you'll see a link to my full schedule, and I hope to see you at the next Listen and Learn. Guys, have a great weekend. 2 working days till Monday. I'll see you at 6 on Monday. Enjoy.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mac, and Twang, and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady. Take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house on fire. Poker motion, poker passion, deeper purple satisfaction. Baby, baby, got it, give me, getting hotter. Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story. My Vista Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Roger Sarge, Nielsen, Harry, shimmy, Coco Pop, and Fats is back and finger.